Thankful for another opportunity to be here this evening. I was sitting there in my seat during the song service, just thinking about being here and counting back the days in my mind and counting back the time. And we live in a very busy and sometimes go by some very hectic schedules, it seems. Work schedules come into play, and then those times you can take a break from work and you want to maybe make a little getaway and go somewhere for a weekend, time can pass by very, very quickly. And you start figuring them up, and there can be quite a few days in between your times here in service. But I thank the Lord that He's allowed me another opportunity, another service to be in this weekend, and just thank Him for everything He's done. I'd like to talk about Zacchaeus a little bit tonight. That's found over in Luke chapter 19. Most who would look at, well, we all know the story, very common story. We teach it to our children. We know the story very, very well. But if you've ever looked at this story and done any kind of studying on it, read any commentary on it, most would say that this story has to do with, represents Jesus calling a sinner to Himself to follow Him. I do not disagree with that. I agree wholeheartedly with that. That is probably the main takeaway you could get from this. However, I do not feel that my burden or my message this evening is directed toward the sinner. But I do feel like there is something here. Even though I feel it's safe to say that most of us have an established relationship with the Lord, I believe we can still find something to take away from this. So, let's look at Luke chapter 19, and we'll start there with verse 1. It says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich." From what we know of Zacchaeus, he was probably Jewish. Some of you, it may tell you in the bottom of the study notes of your Bible, according to his name, most reference, we reference him as probably being Jewish. A chief tax collector. He had a name for himself. He was popular as far as what he did. Many knew him. He was not popular of what he did. He was chief among publicans. That tells us that he had some people under him, more than likely, and some officers. So he had a name for himself. He was a somebody, I guess you could say. And it goes on, he had a desire for something. So in verse 3, "And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, for the crowd, because he was, as we know, he was a wee little man. He was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way." So here's Zacchaeus, no doubt, had heard about Jesus, had heard maybe, I'm using some of my own thinking, my own words, and maybe heard about some of his teaching, some of the miracles that he had performed, and he had an interest to see this man. And he knew, as the circumstances were and as the situation was, that more than likely Jesus was going to be coming by, and because of the crowd size and because of his stature and his height disadvantage, that he had to do something to be able to get a glimpse, and he climbed the sycamore tree. So verse 5. This is where I feel that we can take away from, is here in verse 5. It says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. A very, very common story. And my first thoughts when I read this story, to me, it's just a story. But put yourself in the place of Zacchaeus just for a minute. Here you are, you know Jesus is coming in your direction, and you want to do whatever it takes to be able to get a glimpse of him. So you climb up in this tree, and you're sitting there and you're waiting for him to come by. And not only does he come by, but he walks over to where you're at. And he focuses his attention on you. He focuses his attention on Zacchaeus. It says, he looked up. He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down. Come down, for today I want to go to your house. We have no indication, as far as I could tell, that these two had ever met. Nowhere could I find that they knew each other. None of the commentators I look at, most were in agreement with that. What struck me was Jesus knew Zacchaeus. Had never met him and knew Zacchaeus. Jesus saw Zacchaeus. It was Zacchaeus' desire to see Jesus. He had that desire, and he did what was necessary to fulfill that desire. From what we can gather, from what we read, we can assume that he accomplished that he was able to see him. But Jesus passed by and talked to Zacchaeus personally, and wanted something more from Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but Jesus made it personal. Jesus wanted Zacchaeus to experience something more than just seeing him. You know, I think sometimes the Lord wants us to have an experience with Him that consists of just more than seeing and knowing. Seeing and knowing is a very, very important part. It's a step in the right direction. But I was on my way home. Let me back up a little bit. I was on my way home from work several months ago. And there's a billboard that catches my eye every now and then. And the words on this billboard is, who is Jesus? And for the first few times I saw that, the first couple of weeks, I didn't give it too much thought. It actually says, who is Jesus? And then in some smaller print, it says, read the Gospel of Matthew. And then it gave some website, some organization had paid to have that put up there. And again, I didn't give it too much thought. Till just one day, it caught my eye again. And I have quite a commute to get back home. So I had plenty of time to think about it. And I thought about that question. It says, who is Jesus? So I started kind of just talking to myself in the vehicle, probably out loud. I do that a lot. But asking myself, who is Jesus? do I know Jesus? And my first response to myself was, of course I do. Of course. I mean, look at where I've grown up. Look at the way I was raised. I attend services 3 times a week for the most part. I know the stories. I know about His birth. I know the miracles. I know His teachings. I have a good head knowledge of who He is. I know what I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to say and not supposed to say. So, I can see Jesus. I know what it's about. I can see what I'm supposed to do. But again, there's more to just seeing and knowing. There's a difference in knowing Jesus and knowing of Jesus. There's more than just knowing what He stands for, knowing what He can do, but then there's a place He wants me to get that I could experience those things that I know and that I can see. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He was content with that. But I believe Jesus had something more in mind. And that's why Jesus gave him that personal attention and said, Zacchaeus, come down. I got something more that I want to share with you. Do I know Jesus? Do I really know Him? I can see Him, but am I really having the experience that He intends for me to have? I believe if you were to go and anywhere, if you were to walk into any grocery store or any place of business and you were to take a poll and ask how many know Jesus, I feel sure that most, if you ask, can you see Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Many would raise their hand. It's easy to say, I know Jesus. I see Jesus. Again, I attend church services. I sing the right songs. I can read the right books. I can do the things I'm supposed to do. I can go out of my way to help others. I can wake up every morning. I can read my Bible every day. I can memorize these scriptures front to back, backwards and forwards. But that's part of the experience. But is that the full experience? No, it has to. Jesus wants a relationship. He wants to make it personal. He wants to take those things that we seek to know, those things that we see and know, and He wants us to apply those and turn and use those to further and to strengthen our relationship with Him. So Jesus called Zacchaeus by name and said, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to go to your house. I want to spend some time with you. I want to get to know you better. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to abide with you. And in return, I want you to abide in me. There's a scripture, I believe, in John somewhere. It says, If we abide in Him and He abide in us, bringeth forth much fruit. And that's what the Lord desires of us. To take those things, again, I don't want to discourage us from just to seeing and knowing. That is a very important part of it. I look at it this way. You take an individual who has made the decision to go on to higher learning, to, let's say, a college or a university. And they spend the time. They spend the time. They spend the hours. They spend the days. They spend the years necessary to acquire that information. And they gather that information. And they have that information. And they know what that information is all about. They know it backwards and forwards. But put them on the job day one. Day one of their job. Are they expected just to sit there and just have this abundance and all this head knowledge? No, they're expected to put it to use. They're expected to do something with that. Verse 6 says, "And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully." The Lord has a plan for each one of us. It is up to us. It is up to us to seek the Lord and to know what that plan is for us in our lives. He expects that of us. It is our duty to see. There's nothing wrong with seeing. And it's our duty to understand and to know what that plan is. But once we see and know, it is up to us to do what Zacchaeus did. He said he made haste. And he came down. And he received the Lord joyfully. When you have identified those things the Lord wants to do in your life, when you've identified those things that the Lord wants to give you, the Lord wants you to partake of, it is our duty to put those things that we see and know into use. Lord, help us to take the things that we see and know and be able to put them into play in our lives, to put them into action, so we might have the experience that the Lord intended us to have. That's all I had on my heart tonight. It's just, I have a burden that we all keep ourselves in a place. I want to see God's church move on. I want to see this congregation move on. I want to see the congregations as we know, the people we know and love, grow stronger. I want to see our children coming behind us with the same love and passion that hopefully we have. And the only way we're going to be able to accomplish that is to be willing to do what the Lord wants us to do. If He gives you direction in your life and you know what that is, please don't hold back. Please move out. Whether it's working for the Lord, whether it's singing a song, whether it's a testimony. You know, I believe I've said these things in the past. But it's what the Lord has put on my heart. It's the burden He's given me. To work for the Lord, move out for the Lord, do for the Lord. Don't hold back. Let's make haste. Let's come down. Let's not get comfortable. Let's not get comfortable in our tree and say, "Hey, I can see the Lord. There He is. Yep, here He comes." And just get comfortable knowing and seeing. But take those things that we know that the Lord wants from us. And I'm being repetitive. And put them into action and use them things to strengthen our relationship with Him. Y'all pray for me.